Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What's up, y'all? I'm Devin.
And I'm Jenny.
And welcome to Receipts. Yeah, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Can you get that, Carolina?
That's our guest who we have not introduced yet. She's...
I'm so sorry. I just read this text and I'm like, should I choose this one?
Yeah, if you laugh that loud, I think we definitely need to hear it.
I think you probably should.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
But anyway, this is our, how many quarantine recordings have we done at this point?
This, I think, is 4.
This is number 4. That's, okay, so we got, this is our 4th one. How are you, where are you at? How's your quarantine been? So, I mean, to this point, how's your last week been?
This is the week that broke me. I got really sad at the beginning of this week, like, could not get out of bed, crying all day, just very depressed. I miss New York City and my friends so much. Even though I'm in like a beautiful, luxurious quarantine home in Michigan with very nice people, I'm just like, oh, I'm still kind of lonely. Even though I have my boyfriend too, who's great. And Jeffrey's been so wonderful. Even when I've been very scary and like I can't get out of bed, he's made sure I eat and like checked out.
I've said this once. I've said this twice. I've said it 100 times, but shout out Jeffrey. You know,
shout out Jeffrey.
Always shout out to Jeffrey.
So he's been great, and I had a really scary week of just being really sad, kind of for no reason. And I think it's really hitting me very hard because I haven't been able to perform at all, and that is really freaking me out.
Yeah, yeah, that's very tough. I just like, yeah, the uncertainty of everything is pretty weird. I feel like I had some stuff happening comedy-wise that was like kind of in the works. And now I'm just like, is that going to happen? Is that canceled? Do I just have to wait till 2021?
2021, you know, is so far away. It's so long.
Also, I don't know. This is my last, I'm 29. I'll be 30 next year. So it's like I needed some good shit to happen in my 29 year.
Corona is stealing your 20s, Dev.
I know, and this is really it. And now it's like, I gotta postpone and just wait till I wanted to like come in to 30, like riding some good momentum, and that's the direction we were headed in. Like we were like, shit was really moving in the right, because I think 30's not scary if you're like going where you wanna be, you know?
Yeah.
Or like getting to like where you wanna be by the time you hit it. But if you're still kinda like, and there's like uncertainty, then I think that's when 30 freaks people out.
I agree, so, 29 feels like a high pressure year.
Yeah.
This is my last year before I'm like 30, flirty and driving. I missed my Forbes under 30 moment.
Yeah. You know? That's the theme of my 30th birthday will be.
Y'all sound stupid.
Carolina.
Okay. Look, are we going to, should we do the receipts of the week?
Yeah, I think we should. Carolina, I love it. We haven't even introduced you, and you're already dragging us.
Breaking the rules. I actually have no idea how old Carolina is. She likes it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all sound dumb.
Okay. She at least 30.
Okay, perfect. Anyway. I do have a receipt. I found out that my reply guy, he replies to all of my Instagrams and stories and is very, like, he flatters me a lot on Instagram. I don't engage. And then he started following some of my friends who are also female comedians because he's just an in general reply guy. Yeah. So I found out from Savannah, who's been on the pod, that he Venmo'd her $100 after I posted a photo of us together on my Instagram. And I didn't get a Venmo at all. And I'm like, what? He's never Venmo'd me. And I feel honestly so, it's so rude. It's like, if you're going to be my reply guy, where's my Venmo? I was the OG.
Was there a conversation between the two of them that like precipitated the Venmo? You know, like, was there like, was he like, hey, what's up? Like, let me get your Venmo, or did he just like send it over?
He just sent it over. But he had asked Savannah previously whether he could give something to Gabby Bryan, who's a very funny comedian, for her birthday, who's a friend, she's a friend of ours. And Savannah told him, if you're serious, you can Venmo her $300. And he did. He did. And I haven't gotten anything. I'm really, like, I'm so mad. Like,
at this point,
he discovered all these really wonderful comedians through me. I should get a Venmo first.
At this point, you should get at least, like, a finder's fee.
I agree. So I replied, he commented on my Instagram saying that Savannah's amazing. So I replied to that with my Venmo handle, which I'm a little aggressive, but, you know, pretty bold. And then he messaged me, I think your BF will ask questions if I Venmo you, unless you have a good charity to donate to. Didn't mean for it to come off like an ass. I'm like, okay, the reason you're not Venmoing me is because I have a boyfriend?
Right.
That's like, not part of it. That's not.
Yeah, this is an interesting time for him to start thinking, like, being very moral. He's, like, got a moral compass now. And he's like, I mean, I would give you money, but you're otherwise engaged, so.
You're taken, so I can't send you $100. I'm like, okay. Like, you think you have a chance with my single friends? Because that's not what this is.
What's this man's vibe?
Weird. Creepy.
How would you describe, is his Instagram private?
It's private. I'm not following him back.
How did I know? I just knew this man.
He's a corgi lover, a BJJ practitioner, a gym enthusiast, political media professional, and overall goofball.
He's a goofball. My man's a goofball.
Honestly, nothing is funny about this to me.
any adult man who's really interested in Brazilian jiu-jitsu is that's a red flag. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Anybody who loves Brazilian jiu-jitsu comes with question marks. That's just something that I've learned.
But he likes corgis first. Corgis first. Jiu-jitsu second.
I don't know what that says about him. I don't know. All of it together as a package, I'm concerned about. That's what I'll say. But yeah, did you give him a charity to donate to?
No, I didn't reply. I was like, I'm over it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You're making excuses. You didn't feel weird being weird before, but now you feel weird. Not fair.
If you want, you can send him my Venmo handle and let him know that I'm single and just kind of open to whatever. Just kind of let him know that my shit is open. My DMs are wide open if he wants to.
But then I want a commission, Devin.
Okay, that's fair. What seems reasonable to you? 10%?
Yeah, I'd love 10% then.
Got you. I got you with a smooth $10. That's perfect. Easy.
So, Andrew, do you have any receipts of the week?
I do have a receipt of the week. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm. It's not like a romantic receipt or that sort of relationship.
Is this somebody being like, let me get in them cheeks? It's not romantic.
No, nothing like that. But it was a friend from college who over the summer just like completely ghosted me for like no reason. Mm. And I was just like, I texted her on July 22nd. Hey, Gabby. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say that. Hey, saying hi. Hope that you're doing well. And then she just didn't respond for a full, like, I texted follow up and I was like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you haven't responded, like, at all for a full month.
Whoa.
Proceeding. And then I reached out to one of her friends and I was just like, hey, like, I haven't heard from her. Like, what's going on? And she was like, oh, that's so weird. I just went out to dinner with her. I'll tell her about it. And then I got a message back from my friend saying this, hi, I'm sorry for not replying. I meant to say something much sooner. You didn't do anything wrong. I just have a lot of personal stuff going on and literally haven't had the energy to properly invest in friendships, which is selfish and unfair to you. So again, I'm really sorry. I should have been better about responding when you reached out. I messed up and I'm sorry if I offended you or worried you in any way. And that's okay as a text, fine, right? But then I texted back and I was like, okay, like, whatever, it's okay. And then I like texted her again during this whole like quarantine thing And like since then, in the past 2 months, no response. No. Quarantine even. And she's updating her profile picture. And I'm like, you have the time. I'm just like, I'm very confused and I would love some insight.
Dude, she's trying to ghost you. She's
and I don't know what it is. We were like best friends throughout college and I literally didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sorry.
Man, that sucks. That
yeah.
Sucks. I don't, you know what? I did this once. I did this once to one of my friends, like somebody that I like grew up with. But at one point, I just felt like he wasn't doing anything with his life. So then I just kind of cut him out of my life. You just yeah. like, but I mean, obviously that's not the case for you, but it's possible, but I never told him that. Like, I never told him, like, hey, you're not really doing anything. I gotta move on. But maybe there is some kind of thing that's going on with her internally where she's like, maybe this person's not, you know, good for my life.
That's what I'm thinking. I just would love some insight. I don't know. I'm the person that, like, would love, like, okay, if you want to,
maybe
like,
she found God. Maybe she found God.
Yeah.
She knew you were saying. No hora para tu familia. And I was like, all right, bitch, drag me.
I got like a quarter of that, but I felt it. Yeah.
Okay. I think we might, at this point, we might as well introduce our guest. We've got Carolina Teresa on the pod today. Welcome. Welcome, Carolina.
Hi.
Carolina.
I'm high now.
Okay.
Carolina just sparked up the joint. She's also a comedian. She's very fun. She's one of my favorite people to talk to during the quarantine. And she's fantastic. Welcome. How are you doing, Carolina?
I'm okay. You know, just going from being high to sobbing alone, and then going to have white wine. So yeah. You know.
That's
there are good moments.
Uh-huh.
You know, I live with Sydney, so she is someone who keeps me happy. And also her roommate downstairs. And then now I'm alone upstairs because my cousin was here, but she went home to Long Island.
I mean, y'all seem like y'all have a beautiful situation over there. It's sort of like y'all got like a fun little like girl gang. It's you, Jasmine, Sid, the homie, and Gina, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a fun little squad.
Poor Gina. Gina's such a good child, and now she's stuck here with these old, crazy women.
How old is Gina?
Gina is like, I want to say 25.
Okay. That feels right. That feels right.
I want to say she's like, she might be 24. I can't remember.
It's after I FaceTimed you that one time, she followed me on Instagram, and I looked at her Instagram, and I was like, she has very like innocent energy.
Young energy. She's the sweetest thing.
Exactly. Yeah. She seemed very sweet.
And now she's here with me and Sydney.
That's so fun though. So do you see each other every day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're literally, they live downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys do? Fun days?
I mean, during the day, we spend a lot of time apart. But like in the morning, I made a smoothie and I went downstairs and me and Sydney had a smoothie. But then I came back upstairs and I was on the phone with my cousin. But like we have dinners and stuff together. We like try to do meals together.
Yeah.
You know, really safe, keep it. Me and Gina will work out together. Sydney don't work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's just beautiful.
She's just like that. That's crazy. Do you have anything? Do you have any input on the two receipts? The one brought in by Jenny and the one brought in by Andrew. I should let y'all know I didn't bring anything in because it's silent for me. I got no DMs, no interest at this point.
I don't believe him.
He has nothing he wants to share publicly.
Exactly. He don't want to share it.
I don't have. There's nothing really interesting happening in my dating life at this point. I went on a date with a girl before the quarantine, and then I don't know, we texted a little bit, and then she asked if I wanted to like do like a FaceTime thing over the quarantine, and I was just like, nah, I don't think so. I don't want to start a romance over the quarantine.
But I find that some boys don't like FaceTime, and I'm like, I don't care.
I like FaceTime with like friends. I FaceTime with you.
Have you been going on FaceTime dates, Carolina?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call them dates. We've never said, like, well, let's have a FaceTime date. We'll just be like, let's get on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Or it's me. But I like to FaceTime before this even happened, so.
Really? Like, people that you were just texting with, who you hadn't met?
Or I was, like, seeing. If I'm seeing you and we're, like, if I haven't met you, no, we're not FaceTiming. But once we've gone on, like, a couple of dates, we should FaceTime. Like, I remember this one guy that I, like, was dating, and I'm still friends with, and I still have a crush on him, but he don't like me. Hmm. When we first started, like, hanging out, I'd be like, I want to FaceTime, and he'd be like, I do not FaceTime. But he FaceTimes with me now?
I mean,
I don't know. For a man who doesn't like you, I feel like I've seen this dude pop up at multiple events that you were at.
Yes, but that's because we're friends, I think.
Okay. I don't know. I
mean, we did make out. We made out like a month ago, but it was like, why are we doing that?
I mean, yeah, there's not nothing there, I would say.
Well, I do think that there's nothing there, but he like won't express himself, so I'm not gonna sit around and wait for no man that can't express himself.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Do you have any input on Jenny and Andrew's situation?
Okay. So, Jenny's situation, I'm very jealous. How did you find this man? Like, I want somebody to Venmo me. And why do you call him a reply guy? He just wants you to reply to him.
He replies to me. So, he found me. He just started following me one day, and then he started messaging me all the time after every single post, every single Insta story. So, I didn't go looking for him. He absolutely went looking for me. And then one day he also introduced me to another female comedian that he does this to. And I talked to her and I was like, do you know him at all? And how much does he message you? And she was like, no, I don't know this guy. And he just is all up in my DMs. So I think he just goes around trying to find other female comedians that he can like say, slay girl, or you look amazing too on Instagram, and then sometimes Venmo. So Carolina, you can absolutely have that, and I wish that for you too, and I hope that you get a Venmo. Actually,
I hope so too. I really want someone to do that for me.
I'll let him know that you're looking. I'll give him both of your Instagrams, Devin and Carolina.
Andrew, thank you so much. But Andrew, I'm really disturbed by this, but also sometimes, this is another thing. Sometimes people cut you out of their lives because they think you're not doing the right thing. Or sometimes people cut you out of their lives because they're jealous or envious, or they know they'll never have the kind of life that you have. Or they feel like you guys don't have enough in common anymore. And this happened to me with some of my friends from home who were on the, like, I'm going to get married and have a baby and, like, live a certain, like, suburban life. Mm-hmm. They don't really want to fuck with me anymore because I'm out here like, you know?
Yeah.
You are here with Tina.
But for me, it's mutual.
Uh-huh. That's an optimistic approach to it, I feel like. Yeah, but no, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just want insight, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
You want clarity, but that's, yeah, the fucked up part is that she's like playing. She won't be clear.
Right. Yeah.
What's probably hates conflict. Like, she's too scared to tell you what's really going on.
I don't even know what it is. Like, our last interaction in person was fine. It was all good. It was just like, I don't know. I feel like something must have happened.
But also, Andrew, like, do you really need this chick in your life?
No, not really.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, you just want them, why don't they like me? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. For us to be friends all throughout college and then sort of just, like, dip, you know, is, like, that's insulting. And I want some,
maybe,
like,
she's fake.
Maybe she's fake. Yeah.
Maybe she was fake the whole time. You never know.
Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll find out. Probably not. But,
It just might be one of my...
Want to talk about this offline, Andrew? I'll message her. I love doing things like this for people.
No. I already unfollowed her off of my main account.
Okay.
And so I've just been messaging her on Facebook, like, what's going on? Like, okay. So, I don't know. I feel crazy. And so that's probably a reason for her to be like, peace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andrew, are you home in New York, or did you go home to your family?
I'm home in New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You went to your boyfriend's family.
It's not his family, but it's his friend's family. So it's very random. I'm in Michigan with my boyfriend's best friend's family and my boyfriend. So I've got it.
Where's his best friend?
Here. Also here. So Lee's dad, Lee's sister's boyfriend, my boyfriend Jeffrey, and then their other best friend Eli. So there's
this house.
Yeah.
Big. We all have our own space. Jeffrey and I are staying in the guest room. John, who's the dad, Lee and Eli are all staying. John, Lee, and Marina are all staying in their own bedrooms because they have bedrooms here. It's their childhood home. And then Eli is staying on a pullout couch in the basement.
Do y'all remember what age you were when you found out, when you realized that the family from Home Alone was rich as hell? I watched it like 2 years ago and I saw that house and I was like, oh, I just thought that this was normal when I was like six.
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw this movie, but now I'm realizing this is like $1 million house. Easy.
Yeah.
For sure. It was huge. Yeah. And they were traveling with all those children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had like 15
Fair
kids.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents had two children and every time we traveled, they made it seem like it was such a big deal.
It probably was.
Yeah.
It was not. There was only two of us.
I don't know. I've traveled with a girlfriend before and it's a lot more to think about. Just traveling with any additional people is always like,
children are easy.
I watch all the shows that take place in New York City and I get pissed because every character has such a nice apartment for what I know they can afford with their jobs.
Yeah.
I remember that show Master of None with Aziz Ansari. Mm-hmm. He had that cool-ass apartment. I don't know where he lived. I don't know what part of town he lived in. But he had that cool-ass apartment to himself. And the only thing he'd done was he did, like, one Go-Gurt commercial.
Right.
He was like, that's it.
All I can tell you is that a commercial could change your life.
Yeah, big one.
Y'all might have seen Carolina in the American Express commercial.
I love you in that commercial.
I hate the way I look in that commercial, but I don't care because it did my life right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I don't live in like a loft or anything. So yeah, I mean, that's still not realistic.
You live in a family owned building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they hook you up with the rent?
My rent is cheaper, but I still have to pay rent.
Okay. Fair. Thank you for your insight on everybody else's problems. What's mm-hmm. been going on with you? What did you bring for us today, Carolina?
Okay, so what did I save? So I saved a DM from this guy. I shot a pilot last year, and this guy was a PA on the pilot.
Okay, I like, he's ambitious. He's shooting for the stars. I like that.
Love that. Also love that you booked the pilot. Congrats, Carolina, that's awesome.
Thank you. It was last year, but thank you. Oh, so he messaged me. He's like, hey, I have no idea if you remember me, but I work. I'm like, of course I remember you. He picked me up from the airport, and then I made him take me to the mall, and I forgot my foundation, and so I made him go to Sephora with me and get my foundation. And he was like he was like 6'4" and Ooh. Big, like a big white football player with a ginger beard. Like, I remember you. Anyways, he goes, but I worked with you on tour dates in Chattanooga and want to say I love the message you're sending and to keep it up. Been laughing my ass off ever since we worked together. And I said, I remember. Thank you. I'm just, you know, trying to keep it honest in these crazy times. And then he wrote back, hey, I love it. And you are fine as fuck. And stay killing it, queen.
Yes.
Queen?
He honestly sounds like my reply guy.
Yeah,
he would write that.
Both of these men sound gay.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I wasn't going to say that, but I do feel that way.
No, me too. It doesn't make any sense.
Is he flirting or is he just being...
gassing you up.
I had no idea. I just said, thank you, LOL. And I said to heart. And I was like, I don't know.
I will say personally, like in the event that I was going
to. No, but then he wrote back, oh, wait, I have to finish it. Because he did write back and say, like, sorry, it was random. Just trying to spread good vibes.
It sounds like he wants you to be his buddy.
Yeah, he wants to be buds.
We could be buds. Absolutely.
I would just say, like, in the event that I was going to slide in a DM, which is not, like, I don't really do it a lot, but if I do, I'm not like, yes, queen, you keep going. I support you. And I think you're the best. Like, that's not the way that I would do it. That didn't read flirty to me at all.
I wasn't sure what it read because he wrote, you're fine as fuck. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's true. But
and also, like, we hung out. Like, he was there with me for the whole shoot. It's like, why would I not remember you?
You're too important and too much of a queen to recognize the little people.
Exactly.
That's not true. We
are little. He's 6'5".
My friend.
If he was flirting, would you have been interested?
No.
Yeah.
He's cute, though, but just, like, no.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why not? I thought you just said the way you described him sounded horny.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did, right, Andrew? Yes, it did.
I sounded a horny when I described him.
Yes.
Yeah. You were excited to tell us all like the specific.
Oh, I did want to tell you what he looked like, because I do think he's cute, but he's just not for me. I still think he's cute though.
What do you think? What does for you look like? You like,
I have absolutely no idea. It looks like literally everything. I'm such a, it just like, I don't know what it is.
I've been on a date of Carolina's before. I came to your date at this Stonewall Inn.
Okay, you describe him and then I'll tell them what I did.
Okay, so Zach Teague and I, we're leaving our show in the West Village, and it was very close to where Carolina was on a date at the Stonewall Inn. So mm-hmm. we went, and Carolina was in the back of the bar. There were already a lot of drinks that had been consumed, I feel like. And he was this, like, skinny, very awkward Irishman who, Carolina, you are fine as fuck, so I was very surprised that this, like, nerdy dude was the dude. He was very sweet. I mean, he bought Zach and I drinks, too, and we fully crashed the date. And it was a first date, right? From mm-hmm. app, one of the apps.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You went on a first date, a first heterosexual date, to the Stonewall Inn?
Yes. Well, heterosexual in the sense that I'm pretty heterosexual, but he was bi.
Oh, okay. It was his idea to go there.
Yes. Well, it was both of our ideas to go there because we were going to go someplace. I wanted to be someplace close to Jenny and Zach's show because I was supposed to do their show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and then we were talking about places to go and he was like, oh, that's by Stonewall. I was like, yeah, let's go there or Duplex. You know me, I'm a musical bitch. I would have rather Duplex.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we went there and he was really nice. But I think in the end of the day, like I just wasn't in a, first of all, he was super kinky. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, I'm into kink. So let me tell you what happened that night. So I did not have sex with him, but I peed on him because he asked me to.
The faces on Andrew and Devin right now. Mouths open.
What part of his body did you pee on?
So I just assumed he wanted me to pee on his dick. I thought that's what you do when you pee on someone. So first I peed on his dick, but then he was like, no, actually pee in my mouth. And I was like,
whoa, baby. I like that the first story that you brought in was like, yeah, there was a PA who told me, yas, queen. And then you like slowly work your way into the fact that you pissed in a man's mouth on a first date. Like that's, you low-key buried the lead.
I did. I peed on his mouth, and then he like sucked on my clit while I was peeing, and I was like, ah!
Yo, when you said you peed in this man's mouth, I kind of thought it was kind of like one of those.
Well, it was like that. Like first I was peeing in his mouth, and then he like was like go lower. And then I like crouched. Woo! And then he like put his head up and was like,
How much pee did you produce?
Yeah.
So I got to his house and he lived in a really nice apartment in Fidei. And we were just talking or whatever. And he was like, he's like, can I tell you what I really want from you? I said, yeah. He's like, I want you to pee on me. I said, okay, well, I don't have enough pee in my body to pee on you. And then he said, here's some water.
Drink something.
No, it was a good amount of pee.
Huh. Was the first time you'd ever peed on someone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a thing where I'd be like, if I was with someone else and we weren't talking about it, I wouldn't bring it up and be like, I want to pee on you. But if someone was like, pee on me, I'd be like, hell yeah. It was actually very powerful. It felt cool.
Okay.
I believe it. That's a huge power position.
Absolutely. The older I get, the more I'm like, I think I should like develop a kink, but it's like, when do you figure out these things about yourself? You know, like
you probably already have a kink. All these little things you like to do are kinks. You probably have one.
But I don't think any of them sound cool. I don't think any of them are like, I would tell anybody.
Think any of my kinks sound cool. Peeing is not my kink. It's something I would do, but it's not like.
But peeing doesn't sound cool when you're like, no, kink is okay. Peeing.
Maybe cool is the wrong word, but like when you say that, like when you said you peed on this dude, we were all like, ooh, okay. Like, tell us more. I don't think I have any of that. Like anything that really makes you scoot up on your chair.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I don't know. Maybe I'll develop it in my 30s. We'll see.
That's a good thing. You know, like a fine wine, you age, you're better with flavor, you know, in your 30s. You always sound so stupid.
Truly.
Does anybody have a cool thing that they want to share?
A kink? Andrew,
you got a cool kink?
I'm like not even like with the nipples. Like I'll because every guy that I've been with like in the past year have all been like pinch my nipples, lick on my nipples. I'm like, okay, cool. But then they start doing it to me, and I'm like, I hate this.
Get off.
Just get off of me.
I just remembered that this guy also asked me to spit in his mouth.
Ooh. Oh yeah, yeah. Heard of this thing before. I know people who are into this.
And I've never done that before, and I did it obviously because it was truly the night for me to do everything I've never done.
Yeah.
How does that? How do you rank?
Andrew,
that?
Do you spit in boys' mouth?
No, I've had it done to me without asking.
Oh,
I don't like that. You gotta ask.
And I'm like, oh god, this is awful. Yeah.
Yeah, I
have. Have you ever been slapped in the face?
Okay, yes.
I have not.
No, I don't think so.
That can be fun.
That sounds fun to me.
Yeah, that.
A boy asked me this week to slap him
in person
and choke him. No, not in person. I have seen no man in person.
Okay, but over a text, a guy asked you to slap him and choke him. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever choked. I've definitely slapped a man. Hallelujah. But I've never choked a man.
I've choked and I've been choked.
I've been choked. I like being choked. It's but funny. I've never choked someone.
I like nipple stuff, Andrew. I had my nipples pierced briefly.
Me too.
Like, it was really fun. I miss them.
Well, Andrew, you need to get your nipples pierced and then that you'll enjoy it more.
I don't want to do that.
I think it's a different thing for women. Like, I feel like I've had people try to do stuff to my nipples too, and it's just like, yeah, I'm on the same team as Andrew. It doesn't really do anything for me.
But I don't mind doing it. Like, that's okay.
Same. Yeah. I would love to do that. I'd love to very open to that. Also, yeah, I can be slapped. Sometimes a girl will like come out of nowhere and you don't see the slap coming and she hits you with it. And
I think that's the best way to slap someone.
Assault to me though. A slap out of nowhere?
No, you know what? It's a tricky thing. The slap stuff is tricky.
I think that if you're on top and you just slap the shit out of a man, it's the best time because they're like, ah!
Yeah, something like that. That's what I do. I get slapped and I go, ah! And then the sex keeps going from there. I don't know. I have a friend who's really into spitting. He really likes him and the girls like spit on each other. I don't think I can. No. I don't think, nothing about that seems fun. I don't want spit in my mouth.
Especially not right
now. I don't want spit in my mouth, but I'll spit in their mouth.
Look, I just don't want, I'm not interested in anything spit related right now. Spit is too dangerous a topic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, coronavirus, yeah, quarantine, I hope nobody's spitting in these times.
No spitting. Yeah. Quarantine's really ruined spitting for the spitting kink guys.
Have you guys been FaceTime sexing?
My boyfriend's here, so I don't need to do that.
Just having regular sex.
Yeah, we just have regular sex.
No, I haven't. I haven't done any FaceTime sex.
You're a liar.
I'm not. I haven't.
Andrew?
No, I really hate the idea. I went on one of those like chat roulette websites the other night.
Whoa.
Just for attention. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that is the worst to go on there and just like give everything and then like see them click next, you know?
I'm like, okay, bitch. What are you giving on here? What are you doing?
No, I mean, it's just like, everyone's naked. It's like all gay men. They're all naked. It's like very like, it's, I don't know. It's like a
it's bunch like of, a virtual orgy kind of.
Yeah. But then you see them like, okay, you see them literally like unmatch you. Whoa. In the moment. You see them reach for their keyboard and say, next.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So it's a real mood killer.
Yeah, but aren't you doing the same thing?
Yeah.
I am doing the same thing. But I'm only focusing on me getting rejected.
Yes. Okay.
Different when it's you. You know, we don't need that kind of toxic energy right now.
What characteristics are you looking for? Like, who's getting swiped on in the chat roulette?
Oh, I don't know. There was this one guy that I was talking to the other night that was like, he was hot. He was like, he was really built, and he was like, okay, moan for me, and I was like, okay, fine. And he was like, say my name. I was like, okay. And I did everything, and then he still swiped away. And then I kept on coming back to him, and I was like, you keep on swiping away. Why do you keep on swiping away? And then he says, I keep on losing connection. And I'm like, bitch, I see you clicking on your keyboard.
Andrew, I'm noticing that this is a thing with you where you have to like...
I need answers, yes. Mm. Why are you leaving?
Yo. Yo, Andrew, that is so funny. I love.
If Rob, if you're listening, like, I want to know what happened.
Fuck you, Rob. Tell us. Give us some answers, Rob.
Rob from Ireland. Yeah.
Oh, another Irishman. Oh. Wow.
Irishmen are freaky.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
I think so.
Okay.
Based on Carolina's date, absolutely.
I mean.
I dated other Irish guys. They were freaky.
What does freaky mean to you?
Well, that guy was so freaky. He was like, I like kink, and like had all these kinks that he liked. He like actually was freaky, but I don't know, just like really like, I don't know, I dated this other Irish guy and he was like obsessed with my butt.
How could he not be?
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. I've had butts I've been obsessed with.
How could he not be obsessed, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird. Oh, then there was this Australian guy that I couldn't even date because he was so weird. He was like obsessed with curvy girls. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're...
What's wrong with that? That sounds normal.
I don't know. It just made me... He means like plus size girls. He means like girls like me.
Okay. Well, that also sounds good.
No, I don't like it when it's like you only date one kind of person because then it feels fetishy.
That's true. Yeah. I've been on a date with a girl who was like, I knew I was going to have fun with you. I love going out with black guys. And I was like, I can't.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's a turnoff.
Yeah, it's true. They think you're going to think it's like sexy, but then you hear that and you're just like,
Like, actually, this hurts my feelings. It's like, you don't really like me. You just like that I am this thing.
Yeah.
I'm this certain way.
That's
fair. I don't like it.
I felt that. Have you had any FaceTime sex during the quarantine?
No, but I popped my titty out for like 2 seconds.
I mean, you almost popped your titty out right now. Your titty's not far from being out. Yeah, uh-huh.
You love it, though.
I saw your titty the other day during the unofficial expert recording.
Wait, when you recorded unofficial expert, did you go downstairs and record with Sydney at the same time, or did you stay upstairs while she was downstairs?
No. I was just upstairs minding my business, but I was trying on this lingerie that I bought for my friend Mary Kate. And it was funny because the panties were crotchless and I put the panties over my leggings. Mm-hmm. And I had the bra on. So I went downstairs to go show Sydney because I thought it was funny and she was recording.
Okay.
But I showed Andrew.
Yeah. Good. It was good.
I got this new set from Lingerie and this set from Fenty, and I was talking to this boy and we were on FaceTime, and then I was wearing like a corset and he was like, let me see it. And I was like, okay, boop, but just one boob.
Yeah.
Okay. In that way, then I guess I have done sex stuff on quarantine.
Asked to see some boobs.
I've asked to see some titty on quarantine during a quarantine FaceTime. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only person that I would do that with. And he's not the only person I would show my titty to. I'd show my titty to someone else, but that person was not trying to see my titty.
Mm. So who
Why not?
I don't think so. If you want to see my titty, you got to ask for it.
So.
Okay. Unless you're Andrew.
I want to know who you guys are. So there's one guy that you have been FaceTiming with, and there's another who you have a crush on who's not interested?
I don't think so. We FaceTime, but we're more like friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then
I don't think he's interested, but he's the one I like the most.
Mm. And did you meet before quarantine? And what?
We dated, and then we stopped dating, and we just became friends.
I have met this man.
Yes. Devin has met him.
Oh, so he's the same guy that we were talking about before.
No, Devin has met both of these boys.
I have. See, Carolina's talking about I got hoes, and it's like, I've met multiple men that she's been out with. How many women have you met
two of the men that I've been out with, and I'm dating them.
Okay.
And the other thing is, they're not my hoes. One of them is someone that I like, we're talking, we've dated, and then the other one is we're friends. I'm telling you, he just wants to be friends, which I respect.
How many women have you met that I've dated?
How many women do I know that you've hooked up with?
One. One. You know one.
I know more than one. I know more than one. You gotta calm down. It's okay. Nobody's slut shaming you. Why do you always get so angry?
I'm not angry. What happened to homeboy? He's the one who's the one who I met most recently.
Yes, that's who I showed my titty to.
Okay.
I see.
Has it been fun? Like, how does it feel to be flirting over FaceTime like this?
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating. He's the one who said he wanted to come over.
Andrew, this doesn't apply to Jenny. How much longer do you like, how much longer do you think the quarantine needs to go on before you break it?
That's what I'm saying. How long?
Oh God, I don't know. I just bought a vibrator, my first like vibrator this past week, so I'm okay.
That's fun.
Whoa, have you?
That's really fun.
I just go like, sitting on it while I'm like just doing like daily tasks. Oh, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you come from that?
The first time I was like, I hate this. But then I'm like, okay, this is okay. I don't know.
Oh, I have a receipt that applies to this.
Amazing.
Go ahead.
Perfect.
I was on GQ and they were like top sex toys to buy during the quarantine when you're by yourself. And one of them was like a vibrating thing. And I was like, huh, I wonder what it would actually like do for me.
It's a lot to manage because it's like, okay, you don't have enough hands for everything, I feel.
Whoa.
Okay, do you want to hear this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is from the boy that I showed my titty to. He said, what would you do if I showed up at your doorstep? Let me in or send me on my way. And I said, you can't and we shouldn't. And then he said, that's what makes it enticing. But seriously, this whole lockdown thing is getting frustrating. And I was like, I know. I masturbated so hard the other night, I hurt my clit. And he did not answer me for a long time.
He might have been busy, Carolina.
No, he was busy. He was busy, but still. And he called me later. And he was like, yeah. Say, what happened? with the claim. And I was like, yeah.
I mean, he might have been missing.
But I felt bad after I, like, it was one of those things that I texted without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted it, and then I read it back, and I was like, oh, I should not have said that.
I think that's fine. I think everyone is a little horny and going wild right now.
Yeah.
Might as well be honest. And then he called later, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But this is so whack. I'm so over this. I want to go outside.
Yeah. Mm. I know.
How much more quarantine do you think you can take before you take this man up on his offer?
I have no idea. I'm just going to try my best because I see my parents, so mm-hmm. I don't want to overexpose myself.
Right. That's very fair. I've broken containment during the quarantine. I've broken contain.
Yeah.
That's true.
Dev's already done it.
It's happening.
So you're going to do it again?
We'll see how much longer this goes for. I feel like I needed to touch another person, and that happened. And now I feel like I'm, like, chilling for a little bit. But
yeah, but now that you've done that, you and that other person, you guys are going to use the excuse that you've already touched each other, and then you're going to touch each other again. Watch. I mean, because that's what I would do.
I'm like I said, it depends on how much longer this goes for. I'm good for right now.
Well, it's officially going through May 20th.
Yeah, so yes, I will have sex again during the quarantine, I guarantee.
I feel like it's okay if you're walking and if both of you are exclusively only seeing each other, which might be a lot to ask for a hookup. But if you're not also seeing other pockets of people, then I think that's fine if you've been self-isolating for weeks.
I will say one time in a moment of just true desperation, I was like really hurting. I was in a bad space. I texted a girl who lives nearby who I used to hook up with and was like, should we risk it? What's going on? And she was like, me and my roommate have the virus. I can't go anywhere right now. I was like, okay. All right. Well, I'm praying for the best for you. Let me know if you need me to bring you any soup or, you know.
Wow. So do you see that? Do you see that? Look at that. Mm-hmm. The universe. Woof. Close call.
It wasn't a close call. Because we didn't see each other. It wasn't a close call.
Yeah, that's the universe sending you a message, Dev. To stay.
No, yeah, I feel like that's the universe speaking to you.
I haven't seen that woman in a minute. It's been at least a couple months.
Wait, before she was a girl, and now she's a woman.
Yeah, I've been toggling around with both terms. Once I did a podcast one time, and it was like a podcast where you talk about like jokes that you've made about women and stuff like that. And I kept saying girl, and the person who hosted Janet Hyde, I don't know if y'all know her. She was like, have you ever noticed like every time you refer to somebody, you always say girl and not woman? And I was like, huh. Maybe I got something to think about. So now I've been trying to toss woman in there just to see how it feels.
Do you think
are those blue light glasses, Devin?
Yes, they are.
Me too.
Cute.
Hi.
Do you think you're intimidated by saying woman?
I don't know. To me, a woman is like, to me, when I use the word woman, the same way I use the word like man, it's just they're like people who are like 39 and like have a mortgage.
Right.
I don't feel like a man. I wouldn't describe myself that way. And so I don't know. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Just a woman and a man like just sounds like something that's like living a different lifestyle than the people that I'm around.
Mm.
I think that's why I do it.
But, that makes sense to me. Like yeah. Women and men have already done their taxes.
Yes. Have y'all done y'all's taxes?
My dad does mine. He's my accountant. So yes.
Andrew, you done your taxes?
No, I'm in the same boat as Jenny.
Yeah. Both your dads are accountants?
Not accountants, but like my aunt's an accountant. So I just send them to my dad, who sends it to my aunt.
Yeah, my dad's accountant.
I haven't done my taxes, and I truly have no excuse for it. There's no reason for me to have not done my taxes.
I have not done my taxes, but I can't do it by myself. I don't know how to do it by myself. I think when you work like one job and you could do it yourself online, but when you have all these different jobs, like
that's true.
I can't. I need to find someone to do it because it ain't gonna be me.
That's hard when
you're a freelancer. that's part of why I'm intimidated by it this time, because like you do like a couple comedy jobs and some of them are like in different states and you got like all these like forms, and I'm not really like, I'm probably gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna do it by myself, but I don't know. Yeah, I did too, like I got too many
Tessa Scarra knows a lady, and I'm gonna get in touch with her if you want. Like, you don't want to fuck up your taxes, because no. It's hard.
You don't want the IRS to come for you. No, man, thank you to an audit.
I don't feel like I made enough money for the IRS to care about what I'm up to.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think it's like, okay, y'all wanna come at me for these $2,200? Take it.
I claim a lot of business expenses because I'm a business, so everything's a business expense, you know. As an actor, seeing movies, plays, my fitness routine, class pass, all for business.
Makeup, business.
You put the AMC Stubs on the business?
Hell yeah, AMC Stubs is on my business expenses.
Damn, I miss going to the AMC.
I know. I hope movie theaters survive.
Where did Andrew go? Bastard.
Anyway, guys, I feel like we did it.
Yeah, I think we did do it. Carolina, it's been so fun to chat with you.
Yeah, Carolina, where do the people find you?
Yeah.
In their dreams.
Do you want to plug your Instagram or Twitter?
I don't tweet.
Okay.
Because I can't be bothered. And my Instagram is at Carol Bina with a K. Carol Bean, like a bean, and then A-H.
Perfect. I think we should all go buy new vibrators. Ultimately,
I need to get a new vibrator because I have two. And my main favorite vibrator, she's not, I don't know what happened to her.
She's done.
So I'm using my backup vibrator and... She's not that great either.
Yeah, the B team. You need a new A team.
I need a new A team.
This was Seats. I'm Jenny.
I'm Devin. Thanks.
Yay. Thanks for listening. And review us if you're feeling flirty. Flirt with us with a review.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.